Welcome to Tech Talk with me, David Dondi. If you have questions or you just want to find out more about something, drop me a line, david@fmr.co.za, and find me on @DavidDondi on the social media channels and the podcast, as always, on fmr.co.za. Today, we are lucky to have Ravin Babaram, an academic at the Regent Business School, talking to us about how much power we're giving up to our smartphones with their AI and AI. Hey, Ravin, welcome to the show.
Hi, David. How are you doing?
So what are we doing wrong here? Tell us.
Okay, I think I just want to make it clear at the outset that, you know, AI and technology is here to stay. So obviously, it's not something we can get rid of, but it does obviously beg the question of, is it being monitored appropriately? Is it being rolled out correctly, etc.?
Well, I think I know the answer to that, but it's a layman. No, but let's have some more finesse and detail from you, please.
Okay, cool. So some of the things that are concerning for people at this stage are obviously AI tracking technology, you know, in terms of GPS location tracking, in terms of commercial transactions when people are doing banking, in terms of, you know, the certain products and services that people are purchasing. So obviously we want certain levels of privacy in terms of you don't want your employer knowing, for example, you know, how much of alcohol you're buying or how much of certain content you are viewing and et cetera.
But how do we close a veil over our activities? I mean, is that even possible at this point in time if you don't go completely off grid?
I think that's an excellent question. I think there's quite a few mitigating things that we can do to limit our, you know, exposure on the internet and with AI. I think some of the things we can do are firstly, be a bit smarter in terms of what information we're sharing in an online space, especially in terms of if it's private data, things like your ID number, your address, your telephone number should be kept very personal and private. I think that's the first thing to look at. We also need to look at in terms of our screen time. And, you know, there are certain addictions that come up along with overuse of cell phones and technology. People get hooked on things like social media. And quite often what happens is we get, you know, hooked on how many views did I get on this platform, how many likes did I get. And that can become a dopamine addiction. And eventually it can lead to a depressed state where people sometimes, if you don't get enough likes or views or enough attention online, people actually become depressed and they become reclusive.
No question about either of those topics. Jumping to the first one, on the AI and the tracking, I now want a new insurance quote. I've seen this lovely ad on the internet and, you know, I go in and you say, don't share your ID number. But if I'm going to get a new quote from Sanlam or Old Mutual or Outsurance or whoever the new player is, the first thing they're going to do is, what's your ID number? How do I protect my identity while have utility? Because that ultimately is the question. The more utility I want, the more data I have to give away. The less, the more secure I want to be. The opposite, the harder it is and the more friction there is between me and the world. How do you suggest, as an academic, we walk that line?
I think, David, that's an excellent question. I think no one has the right answer to that. But my suggestion is, if it's a legitimate website that you're viewing, make sure firstly that, you know, on the address bar that you are actually on the right site. It's not a phishing site. That's the first thing you've got to do. You've got to make sure that you're using secure platforms. Don't use, you know, internet cafe, for example. And the other thing is, if it's a legitimate website like Sanlam, Old Mutual, for example, that's fine. But if you're sharing it on a site like, I know there's a new app that came out recently called Temu, for example, when it's new and it's not founded and people are not sure about it, maybe hold on, wait a bit, watch what others are doing and see if it gets traction and becomes mainstream. The other thing also is, if it's like a dating website or if it's like a general classified website, you don't want to be giving out too much information because your information can be sitting in cyberspace. But if you're filling it in a secure online portal on a established website in an established company, that should be a little bit safer. But at the end of the day, anything that's in a digital platform can, to some degree, be hacked as well.
Yeah.
The other thing is that with the AI tools that we have nowadays, the computers are much more faster. They're more capable of, you know, cracking encryption codes. They can crack your passwords much faster. So you've got to be careful about that as well.
Yeah, if it looks too good to be true, it is. And if you're not sure, stay away. Ravin, unfortunately, 100%. I could go on for half an hour with you. That's all the time we have. And that's it for this week. If you've got questions, you want to find out more about something or just to comment, david@fmr.co.za. Otherwise, the podcast is always at fmr.co.za.